And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Before we pay off the tease, Ben, the National Weather Service confirmed that yesterday 8 tornadoes swept across North and East Texas, 3 in the Canton area. So the team's focusing on Kaufman, Rockwall, Tarrant, and Van Zandt counties. 8 is the confirmed number of tornadoes that hit the Metroplex yesterday afternoon. Did you get caught up in any of that?
Man, yesterday I was talking to you. I was at Dick's Sporting Goods with my son. And it's so funny because you and Dan Brunoff are my two go-to weather guys. And
I'm just not on the weather payroll, though.
Well, I was at the mall with my son because we had an off day. And I'm like, man, I'm hearing all sorts of panic in the store about tornadoes. And so I called you. I was like, hey, dude, do I have time to drive back to Prosper, or am I going to survive this? And so I raced home, and there was real bad storms, and we had the storm shelter ready to go. We got a little storm shelter. We had water in there. We were ready to be stocked up and stay in there, but fortunately nothing touched down in Prosper.
So I was at home, had the Rangers on, but I also had NBC5 rolling as well, and they caught the most fascinating footage of a tornado in Van Zandt. I'm going to show you the video, Vin. Just a little 5-second clip. This is on the NBC5. Look at that tornado in Van Zandt County.
Is that the drone footage?
That's the drone footage.
Okay.
That got it.
So I saw
pretty
that.
Pretty awesome.
And I saw the rope tornado in Rockwall, too.
I say awesome. I don't mean awesome. I know a lot of damage happened, but I mean seeing the video of the tornado.
It's weird that you're celebrating the tornado's damage.
I've always been fascinated with tornadoes, as you know. But it's a big day for Channel 5 yesterday, because they had the best police chase footage
during a tornado.
Channel 5 copter, I don't know what they call it, but the Channel 5, they were
chasing the tornado?
No, the police chase happened in the morning around 11, and then they killed
the police were chasing the tornado?
No.
Who was the tornado chasing?
The tornado was chasing the citizens.
Oh.
Good thing I wasn't
the club
there
Chippy
last
goes
night.
To?
Yeah. Wow. You think Chippy wasn't hanging out there, right? Uber in the news today. Uber has announced that drivers who now have a low enough rating are at risk of deactivation. So here's the deal. If your Uber rating falls significantly below your city's average, then you're gone.
Whoa.
Kate Parker, who runs the Uber head of safety, says, respect is a two-way street and so is accountability. She says drivers have long been required to meet a minimum rating threshold, which can vary from city to city. While we expect only a small number of riders to ultimately be impacted, it's the right thing to do. So now, if your Uber rating gets low enough, they're gonna give you one final warning. Hey, do better. And if it continues to get low, then you are done. They're gonna get rid of you. They're gonna kick you off the app, man. So, it said for drivers face a deactivation if their rating falls below a 4.6. So
4.6, that doesn't even seem that low.
Okay. It's real hard to get a bad
rating. I had a driver that was a 4.5 the other week, and I was like, how is possible?
So we had the bet. Somehow Skin got like a 4.98 rating.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Because that seems really hard to do. And early on, I think I was using Uber wrong because I'm an old man and I just was the technology. I was worried about it like maybe a caveman would be scared of a lighter. And so initially, I was not very good at it. And I probably ordered it and then just didn't show up for the ride or something. I don't know.
Who knows what happened, right?
My rating was down. But since then, I openly beg people to give me 5 stars because I'm trying to catch Skin. I've got my rating all the way up to a 4.92.
Oh, good. Whoa. I'm a 4.88.
Really?
But I don't use Uber anymore.
Dude.
I use Lyft.
You're kind of a scumbag in my eyes then because I'm 4.9. You're not even a 4.90?
I've had a few bad nights.
I'm a 4.93.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a scumbag in your eyes.
But you guys are
not as much as KT.
If you guys are using Uber.
What do you use now?
Lyft.
Really? Why?
Lyft is dominant.
Why? It's the same thing.
They get there quicker.
I don't think they do. How would they?
They get there quicker.
How would they get there quicker?
You know, I've become good friends with a lot of my Lyft drivers.
I'm not letting you get away with that comment. How do they get there quicker?
I think there's more of them around.
No, there's not.
I think so.
I don't think there are.
I think in Dallas.
Let's make a bet.
I'm telling you, dude. And the Lyft people are great. Some Uber drivers are good about lighting it up. The Lyft people put their big pink Lyft light up.
That light is cool. It helps you.
It helps you.
And by the way, there are a lot of, we've been doing stories on these where there are predators who will go out into an area where people are getting Ubers and Lyfts, and they'll just pull up in a car and wait for someone to jump in, and then they'll speed off.
That's a bad deal, man. That's why I mean.
But I'm not saying that that's Uber or Lyft. I'm just saying it's
the
Lyft light
sharing in general.
The light in the front helps in that regard.
It helps. You know, people got to be better about reading license plates. That's what it's all about for me. You know, my only negative experiences in ride sharing, I've only had a couple. Did happen with Uber though, instead of Lyft.
Oh.
I'll put it that way. I got like, man, one time a guy was taking me somewhere, and I got in his van. And it just stunk. Like, I was like, dude, your van stinks. Like, I don't know what to say, man. Like,
it stinks.
Now the smell of your van is going to be, like, on me now. It's on my clothes, you know. It's just, I don't know. It's a rough deal. But I just think that's interesting that now you better do a good job of being a good rider. And, you know, how hard is it to just get in the car and not be an ass?
Yeah, I don't understand why people are getting...
You know what?
Why do you get bad score? Why does anyone
get? I think the bad ones happen after, at night, late night, coming home.
Your people are rude and belligerent.
Rude, drunk, loud, obnoxious, the pukers.
Have you ever puked in a? Shippy, turn this down, please. Have you ever puked in an Uber?
Oh yes, I have not puked in an Uber. But I've been in a puke situation.
Not yet.
Wait, a puke situation?
Yeah.
Someone else puked, or it was a ripe environment for you puking?
No, there was puke happening. But this was not. This was one of those hush hush, wink wink. I'll take you back to Dallas for this much money. You don't have to call me on the app type thing. He was an Uber driver, but he was making me a deal to speed things up.
He got what he deserved.
From a concert, and then he tried to He tried to get more money out of me at the gas station. And then I was like, because I would pull over at the gas station and let the people out of the car. And there had been puking in purses. It was just disgusting.
Puking in purses?
Dude, it was bad.
That was my high school band.
It wasn't me. I was in the front distracting him. And he goes, oh, no, it's Saturday night. And, oh, no. He was like panicking.
What accent is that? I'm offended, whatever
it is. It was a nervous taxi guy.
What? From what part of the world?
So I'm more offended now.
I mean, he was in DFW at the time.
Okay.
So we're at the gas station.
So that's your country.
And he's like, give me $300 right now. And I said, that's BS. I know that on Uber, they don't charge you $300 if you puke in your car. I said, I'll give you money. And he goes, $300. $300. And I'm, okay, so I'm, okay, first of all, two of the people had gone into the gas station.
Kavanaugh?
I am with it. No, he was not involved in this.
Were they still puking?
But another person at the station was there.
Sean Sharif.
He was Sean, actually. Oh! It was Sean. And Sean's
so
out there with
you were doing a Sean accent.
And Sean's out there with, I was kind of doing a Sean
okay,
accent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I go home and still throw up more.
So we're arguing whose throw up was more over. No.
Sean Sharif here.
And it wasn't Sean who threw up either, to be clear. So. The guy is trying to hoodwink me out of money, and I'm saying no. You go wash your car, dude. I'll give you $150. And he goes, no, $300. I said, take $150, or you're not getting any of my effing money. Okay.
Oh.
So finally, he goes, no. I took out $150, handed him the money,
big pimping,
and left. Okay. And I was like, if you want to get your ass kicked and keep asking But like,
fight, you told fight, Sean that?
If you want fight. The actual money, which is like $175, I think the Uber drivers on the Autoflex 16 Fantex will tell you, the specific money, then you should have let
it's
me.
$200.
You should have let me call the Uber and get the ride back instead of making a deal with me. I was already giving him a little extra money. I just didn't want to wait in line.
I just hope the Uber drivers on that are texting us turn their back on KT after KT has turned his back on you.
It's $200 for a cleanup fee is what I'm saying. On the Autoflex Leasing Fantex, $200.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get $300.
I don't think you would have fought that guy.
Dude, I don't know. I was pretty angry.
You're such a nice person, though.
Yeah, but at that point, just start adding. To me, like I get so frustrated with how are you throwing up right now?
You're still
Remember the story of Drunk Roy puking in the rental car? I would have been furious.
Classic.
Why?
How are you that much of an S show that you're puking right now?
Because alcohol happens sometimes.
But we're grown ups, and I've puked. But like, we're grown ups. Don't do it in the car.
Man, I found out over Memorial Day weekend it's impossible. Possible to drink too much whiskey.
Yeah.
But I didn't throw up. I flirted with it.
Pot still bourbon for me tonight.
Oh, nice.
That's on the red label.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to tonight.
Very nice.
Already made up my mind.
Oh, it's calling your name.
Game one, watch the Rangers. Well, have a good night.
Hope you give Uber another chance.
Oh, I absolutely will. But I'm more of a Lyft guy.
What's your rating in Lyft?
Oh, solid.
Is it the same 1-5 thing?
Yeah. Is it a 5.0?
Do they even rate you? I don't even know what mine is.
Yeah, Lyft might not rate you.
Wait, is Juwan Howard crying at his press conference?
Yeah, he lost it today. Just like his he had a weird jump shot, too. That's kind of a big part of his problem. Why did he shoot the ball over his head? Did anyone else notice that was weird?
It was a tribute to Tree Rollins.
Yeah, so I don't have a new Lyft rating because it's perfect.
You've got a 0.
I think it's perfect.